Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my friend John Couch. John engineers and produces our show, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster program on this Tuesday. It's the 12th of January, 2021. We're entering week two of our 11th year on the radio in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios, on 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, worldwide live listening on my website. You can hear our program live at buckmastershow.com. We piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com. Also, the Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. With all its sensitive electronic equipment, the cockpit of an airplane is a very difficult place to clean with chemicals. A recent study released by the University of Arizona suggests that heat is an effective way to kill the coronavirus on the surfaces of the flight deck. The study is part of several between scientists at the UA and Seattle-based airplane manufacturer Boeing. Let's go now on the live line to Dr. Charles Gerba, University of Arizona microbiologist who is leading the research. Dr. Gerba is a professor of environmental microbiology in the UA Department of Environmental Science. Dr. Gerba, good to reconnect with you again. How are you?
Oh, fine, Bill. Good to talk to you again, too.
So how much heat do you need to get rid of COVID-19?
Well, it depends upon the amount of time that you give it. You know, usually at about 100 degrees, 140 degrees Fahrenheit, it may take a few hours. But if you move that up slowly to like 120 degrees, 130 degrees, it takes less time. Now, those temperatures might seem kind of high, but if you could put a heater like in the cockpit, you can probably reduce that virus level by 99.9% or more within about 2 to 3 hours. And that's kind of the objective. You know, when you got the plane on the ground or overnight, you can heat the cockpit area up to those temperatures. So what we're really determining is what temperature and how much time is needed to kill the SARS-CoV-2. We're basically baking the virus in the flight deck of the airplane.
And you've been using, their earlier studies were using, studying electrostatic foggers and ultraviolet wands. Dr. Gerba, how effective are those devices, those disinfectants in removing C-19?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've been studying all kinds of range of them. Ultraviolet light works fairly good. The virus is fairly sensitive to it. It's just when you're going to disinfect a surface, you have to make sure you have the right distance to that surface and the right contact time, because it does take a few seconds to kill the virus at a UV light dose. Other innovative ways are using electrostatic sprayers. You've probably seen them in the news, which can cover a lot of area with it. But the COVID-19 virus is very susceptible. Just alcohol will kill it. It's very sensitive to that, and so will the common household disinfectants you use. They're very sensitive. So the virus actually is fairly easy to kill. We're also working on some rather unique technology like bipolar ionization, it's called, or light in a certain wavelength, which doesn't hurt human beings. In other words, you can use these products with people in the room. And the goal is not only would it disinfect the surfaces, but would it disinfect the air at the same time. So they're kind of innovative technologies that haven't been used on a large scale. But we're evaluating them actually in rooms, in airplanes, to assess their applicability. Because what we really want in the end here is a toolbox of different ways to kill the virus, because we never know what somebody may have in some part of the world. If you have an airplane, they might not have the right disinfectants or types of products that would be most effective. So basically, this is a toolbox of options that can be used for SARS-CoV-2. But more importantly, we want a toolbox so when this happens again, we're prepared for it. We can go ahead and reach into that toolbox and pull out something right away, because we know a vaccine won't be available right away.
Are we doing a better job with the airlines? What's your update on that? It's been a while since we've talked to you, and I know they're making a huge effort to clean these airplanes as thoroughly as possible, Dr. Gerba.
Yeah, they've already used some real innovations, like American Airlines has a coating they put on, which will start killing the virus as soon as it goes on it. So you can put it in an airplane and modify that surface. So now that when a virus lands on it, it starts dying right away. And that's where the real innovation is coming in, I think, is putting coatings and other substances. So between disinfecting the airplane on a regular basis, you have something that's always working. And I think that's going to have a big impact, I should say, not only for SARS-CoV-2, but other illnesses that can be transmitted, like influenza virus or viruses that cause diarrhea. So I think the outcome will be that probably the healthiest flights any generation has ever had by the time we get all these products in place and be able to use in airplanes.
And Dr. Gerba, how about this astounding news about the influenza, the lowest caseload in recent history. USA Today reported that normally this time of year, 60 to 70,000 cases of influenza, and right now we're a little over 1,000 cases. That's it. This news from the CDC urging states to vaccinate anyone over the age of 65 as soon as possible, because right now the state of Arizona taking appointments for people who are over the age of 75. Let's go back to Dr. Gerba. Dr. Gerba, wanted to ask you about the flu, just these historic numbers, so few cases. Do you think that is a result of everybody wearing masks, or most people wearing them?
Oh, yes, it is. You know, they've already seen this in China, dramatic decrease in respiratory infections and enteric infections because of this. So this is really have a huge impact. It's showing you potentially the benefit of a lot of these interventions is in other common diseases in that. So the impact on other common diseases like influenza that you've already pointed out has been huge.
Also, your comment, the news just breaking, Dr. Charles Gerba, the CDC is urging all states to vaccinate now anyone over 65 as soon as possible. Here in Arizona, they're taking reservations now for people over 75. I assume that Arizona will take the advice now of the CDC. They want to get this vaccine into as many arms of people over 65 as possible.
Yeah, no, that's a really great idea, I think, because even, you know, one dose will reduce your risk of getting infected. Two dose, it further reduces that. Generally, one dose, you're around 70% range of efficacy. When you get two doses, you're 95%. So I think it's a good idea just to get that first dose, because it does have an impact and getting to many people as possible.
Quick update on your research with COVID and wastewater. What are you finding out?
Well, we're seeing the highest levels we ever had of the SARS-CoV-2 in the wastewater right now in Arizona, which means a lot of people are infected. These are the highest levels we've ever seen. And I think that's largely because of Christmas. Right after New Year's and Christmas, they started climbing. So the impact has been huge. And of course, that's showing up now in the clinical cases in that. So this is a good time to follow all the rules you can in hand washing, sanitation of key areas, high touch areas, and wearing masks. Because right now there are a lot of people infected with this virus in Tucson, in Arizona.
And for those who haven't followed it, could you briefly give us that thumbnail overview of what this research is about?
Really, what we are really about here is trying to help predict in the future, you know, a couple of days, how many cases are they going to increase or decrease is what our object here is. And we were very successful in the dormitories at the University of Arizona. We now know we can find, by testing the sewage, clinical cases about 4 days in advance. And some people have been able to do that as much as 7 days in advance. The other big benefit of this is when the vaccine comes in, we'll be able to find out how good the vaccine is, because we should see a dramatic decrease in the amount of virus in the wastewater because there will be fewer people infected.
All right, Professor of Environmental Microbiology in the UA Department of Environmental Science, Dr. Charles Gerba, good catching up with you, sir. Thank you very much.
Sure, too. Anytime. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Charles Gerba from the University of Arizona. This portion of our program presented by my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, and I would add home of the best blueberry muffin in town. There is no doubt about it. Things are huge. Not only are they huge, but they are delicious. Mona's is open right now for lunch at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, on the web at monasdanishbakery.com. Check out their website. Call ahead if you'd like your bakery goods ready when you arrive, or walk in and you can do some limited in-bakery dining, and there's plenty of room out on the patio. Buckmaster Show, Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios, Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Shelley Fishman is next on the Tuesday edition of Buckmaster.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com. A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And let's welcome now Mr. Shelley Fishman, who is normally seated across from me in studio, but once again we have reinstated, and with good reason, our policy of not allowing guests in the studio right now because, as we heard Dr. Charles Gerba, the UA microbiologist, saying that COVID is just rampant right now in this community. Shelley, how are you, my friend?
I am well, Bill. I am safe and isolated.
Well,
and just you know, missing the contact with people that you normally have.
That's it. And you know, Shelley, this news, it was at the top of the hour on CBS, and it's worth repeating here again now that the CDC are urging as soon as possible all states to get vaccine into the arms of anyone over 65 as soon as possible. This is huge, and people may be saying, well, why are you talking about that on an economic segment? Well, let's face it, how soon that vaccination and how soon we get people vaccinated is going to have a huge impact on the economy.
Clearly, the economy cannot recover until we get
the
pandemic under control. That's just that's just a fact. I don't think anybody disputes that. There is this massive disconnect between stock markets and the economy. Every time I consult with economists and people who do this for a living every single day with tremendous resources, they scratch their heads and they say, we just don't get it. All of this uncertainty about the pandemic and the political uncertainty that's churning around, and yet the market is in record territory and showing no signs of wanting to give way to all of the uncertainty that's in the environment.
You know, Shelley, reflecting, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime where a market does disconnect from what the reality of what we are seeing, what we saw a week ago, tomorrow, and all the fears about the upcoming inauguration. And it just, how do you put this into context? What's your take, Shelley Fishman?
Okay, my take is that, first of all, investors tend to be optimistic. Secondly, that because of the promise from the Fed of keeping interest rates very, very low, the potential for good profitability from corporations as the economy begins to improve, and it will begin to improve, that long-term commitment from the Fed for low interest rates and therefore the probability of very little inflation, despite what you might hear pundits talking about, is really a tailwind on the market that is really just blowing the market higher and higher, because there doesn't seem to be anything to stop it. And what we've seen is that spending on big items has just gone out of sight in the past 6 or 7 months, with a tremendous backlog of demand for stuff that people have not been able to spend money on. And as we discussed last week, there's also the savings rate has gone up tremendously. And so the raw material for feeding that pent-up demand is sitting there waiting to be spent. And so that is creating a really very positive investment outlook, and people are not shunning risk assets. Now, that said, we have to be careful. If you can live through downturns in the market and downturns in the economy, and just ride through that, then the odds are in your favor that you're going to do just fine. If, on the other hand, you might need your invested money tomorrow, then you really do need to be a lot more careful.
Shelley, talk a little bit about recovery. When we talk about full recovery, there are some economists, maybe most of them, that are saying that we will not see a full recovery in 2021.
And I think that's true. I think there had been some optimism about being able to get to at least where we had been in February by the end of this year. But the jobs report on Friday just reinforced the depth of this economic recession. We actually lost 170,000 jobs. So what we have here is an economy that in certain segments is doing fine, but in other segments is doing very, very badly. And it's been doing it now for so long that it tends to make people permanently drop out. Hmm. So people who may have been looking for jobs or may have been, you know, thinking about getting back into the job market are just thinking, well, now maybe it's time to just retire and do the best I can with what I've got. And so there is some pessimism about climbing out of this recession before the end of the year. What you know, you and I have discussed on this program several times is that we're about halfway back from where we were, and that seems to be the ceiling of what we're capable of right now. The other half that we need to get to before we can, you know, actually show some positive results over a year-over-year basis, that's probably slipped into 2022.
How about older investors? Should we take advantage of the likely increase in longer-term interest rates, that's coming?
Yeah, and we're already beginning to see that curve spread a little bit. You know, for older investors, you really need to do this with careful guidance from an investment advisor. Let's face it, if you got, you know, $10, $15, $20 million invested, you've got the A-team working for you.
Yeah, you sir. Know?
But if you don't have that, you got the B-team or the C-team, and that's just the you know, that's just the facts of life. There, you know, if you've got 15 or 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 analysts working on your account as one of, you know, many high net worth accounts in a very limited portfolio, then you're going to be able to have the tactics that are the most aggressively exploitative, if you will, of what's going on in the market, used on your account with adequate hedges to make sure that if you know they guess wrong on any day or week or month, that you're hedged on the bottom side as well. But for most of us investors, we don't have either that skill or that flexibility on a day-to-day, maybe even a minute-to-minute basis. So you've got to be a lot more careful. You've got to have a plan. You have to have a strategy in mind, and then stick with that strategy unless something fundamentally different happens, you know, in the economy or in the markets. We're not seeing fundamental differences now, certainly not on the upside. So if you are a senior, if you're in your, you know, late 50s, 60s, 70s, then you want to, you know, really be very careful about taking advantage, you know, of what seems to be obvious trends, because there's nothing obvious in this market right now.
Certainly nothing obvious, but one thing that will continue is volatility. You can bet on it.
You know, I think we're going to see some reduction in volatility, Bill, though it'll still be a volatile market because of uncertainty. I mean, what you know went on last week and what's mm-hmm. what's likely to go on next week is certainly, you know, it just makes people feel so uneasy. But what I see during the course of this year, once a number of people, you know, a higher number of people get vaccinated, the pandemic gets more and more under control, I see a trend line emerging, probably, you know, toward the end of the year, that instead of having peaks and valleys all over the place, is going to tend to be, I think, more directional and more predictable. Now, there will be volatility. There always is in markets. But the extreme volatility that we saw over the past couple of months, I think that's going to even out. Now, I could be wrong, of course, but I see kind of an even upward kind of slope to that trend line as we move through the end of 2021 and into 2022.
All right, Shelley Fishman, always a pleasure speaking with us today telephonically from your home office. And we wish you continued good health. And we'll talk to you a week from today with your Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Thank you, Shelley.
You bet, Bill. Stay safe.
Thanks a lot. Shelley Fishman with us on The Buckmaster Show. And again, if you didn't hear the news, now I keep bringing it up because I think it is huge, not just because I'm in this particular category, the CDC urging Arizona and all the states to vaccinate anyone over 65 as soon as possible. And sign me up, I say. But this has so many implications for so many industries, including the travel industry. And we'll speak with Ryan Hansen. Travel Talk is coming up after the break in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com. Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, 13 acres of amazing plants. And, of course, they have Zocalo Village, all that beautiful Talavera pottery, antiques, fine art, handmade furniture, lots going on at Green Things. Open daily, 3384 East River Road, greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Time for our insider travel talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier travel agency since 1976. The travel experts at Bon Voyage standing by to create a trip of a lifetime for you. There are three Southern Arizona offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley and Oro Valley, bvtravel.com, the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Rhino, how are you today?
Happy New Year, Bill. It's great to be back on.
So much happening in the news today. I think this is going to have a big impact on the travel industry. The CDC saying, let's get that vaccine into as many arms as possible. They're now saying anyone over 65 should be a priority for all the states. This is very good news for lots of industries, especially the travel industry.
Yeah, no doubt. That wide distribution of the vaccine creates, obviously, an opportunity to get back to, what do we say, normal, if that's even possible. It's a revised normal. But in regards to travel, that has been one where it's pretty challenging, right, to not to want to be able to travel and to go and for it to feel normal without some sort of vaccine. The parameters and protocols that with facial coverings and hygiene and washing of hands and testing, all of those are good things. And that's something that I think our travel audience should factor into their planning is the companies that we work with, the hoteliers, the cruise lines, the travel tour operators, they're not just relying on the vaccination. That's fantastic news, and it's going to get us there sooner, a return to normal service sooner than later. But these companies have revised how they're operating, and so a traveler can feel confident that this is another layer, maybe the ultimate layer in protection, but that companies aren't going to remove the cleanliness standards and some of the other protocols to make sure that the travelers are safe and traveling in a healthy manner.
And I think that's some of the real good news in 2021. It's a cleaner industry. Prices are lower. Expert advice, like the advice that's offered at your organization, Bon Voyage, is available now, Ryan Hansen, to plan really for a great trip.
Yeah, and travel has always been a personal decision, right? Everybody's thoughts of what makes them relax or excited or looking for adventure or cuisine, it's always a personal trip. It's never more personal now because, Bill, your tolerance for what you want to experience on your first vacation in a year is going to be different than what my tolerance level for COVID protocols, or maybe I don't want to fly. I just want to drive somewhere to a resort destination and experience a vacation with family and close friends in a vacation rental. That's where you want to weigh your options. You want to have an expert tell you, here's your different options. Here's where you maximize your savings. But you also maximize the experience that you're looking for, and you know in advance what to expect. That's the things that I think people forget to look at when you're planning a vacation is, what do I not know about this trip that if I knew now, oh, I might not choose that destination. I might not choose that mode of transportation if I know a vaccine is going to be required of all people that are traveling to that location or destination, maybe that's where I want to go because everybody there I know has been vaccinated. That might be my first choice. That's where we can help disseminate that information and navigate it for you.
And when your clients are calling, and I know they are, and they're asking, when can I get back on a cruise ship? What is your answer, Ryan Hansen?
You know, and what, Bill, we talk straight on this show, right? We're a transparent group.
Yep.
This isn't a sales call for me when I talk to you.
No.
It's transparent talk. And that's what your listeners are looking for, that real inside. What is the real deal? We're seeing cruises suspend operations through April. There was some recent announcements even today. And it's a couple of cruise lines. More we anticipate coming. If I were booking something for myself, I would be looking at the end of summer to the fall if I wanted to feel as confident as possible that service on a cruise ship would be returning closer to normal, where I wouldn't be having to jump over more hurdles for suspensions and canceled voyages. With that said, Bill, we had tremendous interest and booking activity in the month of December for 2022 voyages. And so if you're thinking, oh, that's so far out, I can't wait to do something that long. Well, we're here to help you in the short term. But if you're saying, I don't want to have to reconfigure my cruise or my vacation, I just want to have it booked, man, put something out there in 2022 because capacities are such and booking activity is such where it may not be there if you wait too much longer.
How about those that missed, and rightly so, there was no activity up to Alaska, and Tucsonans, Southern Arizonans love to get up there. Do you think they will be doing some cruises late in the summer and fall into Alaska?
Yes, and that's what I would recommend. If somebody walked in our office today, picked up the phone and called us and said, hey, I want to go on an Alaska cruise as soon as possible, which I think is where you're kind of heading, we would recommend late summer, early fall. First of all, you can still get great deals. It's still going to be 100 degrees in Tucson in August and into September, so you're still going to get the relief that you're looking for. But just that gives you the best chance of hitting the ports of call that you're interested in and not having Canada, because there's some other things beyond just the cruise lines and their policies that travel is being impacted. Government closures of borders and openings of borders will have to take place. Alaska, for us, we feel is a late August, early September opportunity for everybody versus I want to go in the 1st of June. That still, I think, could be impacted.
I think you've got something coming up at Bon Voyage about a Q&A. I think I saw something on Facebook. Is that coming up later in this month?
We do. We actually have an expo that's a virtual expo. I think it's the 27th of January, but go to our website, bbtravel.com, click on events, and you'll see our virtual experience. And it's not one particular cruise line necessarily that's saying, hey, come sail with us to Alaska. It's if you want to go to Alaska, here's all the different ways you can experience it. And if you've been to Alaska before on a cruise, here's a different way to travel. So I think that would be something for people to participate. And the beauty of that is you can do it in your own office at home, in your living room. Just join us and you can engage with us during the event, though, if you have specific questions. That's the beauty of the virtual nature of our expo.
Just think of the past 12 months. 12 months ago, we were planning I was going to take part in the annual Bon Voyage travel show, which you had record attendance in February. Look where we have come. It's been a tough year.
It's been a difficult year for many industries, but truth be told, and this isn't Crimea River time.
Right.
You're not Phil Donahue, Bill. I'm not calling in for psychiatric help, but I will say the travel industry has been hit as hard as any. And I think your listeners know this because they haven't been able to travel. So to put that in perspective for them, the pent-up demand that will be coming, our business, though, I do want to reassure listeners, our business, locally owned and operated here in Tucson, has been grounded for 45 years, coming up on our 45th anniversary in a month, Bill.
Wow.
That we are still here, and we are strong, and we're ready for the return to vacation planning. And so we're ready for all of our Tucsonans to give us a call.
Again, bvtravel.com. I would suggest it's going to be a fun virtual event. Go to bvtravel.com, find out about Alaska. I mean, that would be something great to look forward to late in the summer, early in the fall. I've been up to Alaska that time period. And Ryan Hansen, I will tell you, the autumn leaves start changing probably the first place in North America up in Alaska the first week of September, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
You bet. And like we said, different ways. Alaska is a great area to travel and experience things differently. An Inside Passage cruise is going to be different than a land adventure, more, you know, deep into Denali, utilizing their rail system and the lodges that they have where you can really get into nature more versus just, you know, sailing past a glacier on an Inside Strait Passage cruise. So that's the beauty of our event that's coming up, is we can show you all the different ways to experience it, and it's close to home.
There you go.
For those people that are looking at, you know what, I don't want to venture too far away in 2021. We'll do something more exotic into the future when things start to really open up. This is where Alaska could be that first vacation in a year, right? That's
yep.
what I think most people are looking at. First vacation opportunity, Alaska's a great destination.
A toe back into the water, Ryan Hansen.
I'm ready to dive into the deep end, Bill, so let's do this.
I am too. Rhino, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel. Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. We'll have an arts report with Margaret Regan next. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience prioritizing safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Time to start planning for a trip to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. The pandemic, of course, has closed down pretty much any out-of-state visitors to New Mexico. That will change, hopefully very soon. Only a three-hour drive from Tucson to Silver City, and so much to do in that area. Check it out, southwestnewmexico.org, for all of the great activities that they have available, and some great places to stay as well. Let's go now on the live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, to Margaret Regan. She is the long time, and I think she's been writing since 1990 about the arts for the Tucson Weekly. Her two most recent books on immigration have been very well received. Margaret, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Bill.
It's
a rough time in our nation right now, and just keeping my fingers crossed everything's going to become peaceful. But other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, there's, you know, speaking of the border, and you're going to be actually taking part in a discussion this Friday at right. the Etherton Gallery. They have a very interesting show that I think your piece will probably be articulated via a cover story in the Weekly this week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's ending up in the cover. That's what my editor said. So, yeah, this is a really interesting project. The show at Etherton highlights an artist called Tom Kiefer, more than 100 of his works. He is an artist who lives in Ajo. You may know that that's become kind of an art place. But he's been living there for about 20 years, and he's doing his art. He's a photographer. And to make ends meet, he got a very well-paying job with the Border Patrol as a janitor, part-time janitor for the Border Patrol. And it was through that job that he created a whole new art series that I think is very significant. He found out that the Border Patrol routinely take away the belongings of the migrants that they've arrested out in the desert. And they get them into the office. According to Kiefer, they throw out just about everything that the migrants own, including things like medication for, you know, illnesses that they have, photographs of children left behind, backpacks, just all kinds of things that, you know, kind of evoke the people. He was very distressed, the artist Kiefer, very distressed to find out that these people were having their belongings stolen for no particular reason. I think normally in an incarceration thing, you're supposed to have a little bag of your stuff maybe taken away from you and then returned to you. But what they did there, and I don't know if that still is happening, I wouldn't doubt it, but they would just throw the stuff out. So I have a great quote from, I interviewed Tom Kiefer last week, and he said, you know, for the first 6 months I was saying, what am I going to do with this stuff? He brought it home. You know, he brought it home. He says, I was not going to let a rosary end up in the landfill.
Mm.
So there he is in his little house in Ajo, bringing home stuff, so many different things. And he finally hit on the idea of incorporating it into his art. And what he does is he doesn't have pictures of the people. He uses their belongings to evoke them. One of the pictures, and I think this one was going to go on the cover of the Weekly, if I'm not mistaken, it's just a bunch of pink combs. He has the artist's eye, so he assembles different types of objects together. So for this particular one, it's, you know, obviously... thinking about women who were incarcerated there. So he takes all these combs and brushes and puts them in a very elegant array.
So these are particular combs, is that, and they're all in pink.
Right, yeah. See, what, you know, as an artist, he decides what's going to be in his work. So in this particular one, he just has, if you go into the gallery, you'll see a giant photo of these beautiful combs and brushes, just all, it's almost like an abstraction, you know, it's not a narrative thing. But he uses these combs to, you know, we can meditate on the people who had those combs. And I was thinking of the women that might have used them. They're out in the desert combing their hair in the morning in that rough place and thinking, okay, I've got my hair cut. I've got, you know, I'm ready to hike again, and maybe I've really made it into the United States, not knowing that soon they would be caught by the Border Patrol. So there's a whole range of these pictures. There's another one that I really like showed wallets. The Border Patrol even take wallets away from people, including their IDs, and I've known about this for years. And when they get deported back to Mexico or wherever, whatever country they're going to, they don't have any ID when they get down.
Wow. I did not know that. They take away the ID. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then they have all kinds of trouble. If you go down to Nogales and you're calling your family back in Mexico somewhere to send you money so you can get home, you know, you don't have any ID to receive the money from an from a store that does that kind of work. So, you know, it's unconscionable, and in my view, and obviously in the artist's view. So I find that to be just a very interesting way to give us information about our whole immigration system.
I want to talk a little bit about Etherton. They've managed to survive and do well during this very difficult time. They do limit the number of visitors. I think it's no more than 10 at a time. And, of course, masks are required. But Etherton, 135 South 6th Avenue, and this particular show, which also includes a selection, I understand, of Mexican folk retablos.
Oh, and those are some of my favorite works, in the world, in general, not just in this show. I just love those retablos. There are these very Catholic paintings of saints and Christ and Mary, and they're painted on tin by folk artists. And I thought this was a wonderful balance, to have with Tom's work, because this shows, the suffering of people. And then they have some of the retablos are about getting help from the saints, and I really liked one. There's a Mexican saint called El Niño de Atocha. He's a little boy who travels, so he's the saint that he protects travelers, and so you often see his image with migrants. So I thought that was really nice, to think of maybe some of the people whose objects we're seeing in the other art would be praying to these figures to help them.
And that show is up through February 13th, and then you'll be involved in a Border Stories. This will be a live stream conversation Friday at 6 o'clock, and it's on Instagram.
Yeah, which will be new for me. I've been on Zoom before, but so I've got to bone up here and learn how to do it. Yeah, I was honored to be asked to be the moderator for this show. It's not going to be specific, a little bit about the gallery and the art, because Tom Kiefer is actually going to be on it too. Of course, everybody is going to be speaking from their own homes. But so he'll be there, and I hope he'll, talk to people about the art that he just did. Francisco Cantu, he's a Tucsonan who has gotten pretty big national reputation as a writer. He's the one who is the former Border Patrol agent who quit because he couldn't stand doing the work anymore, and he wrote a book about it. And then there's a woman I hadn't heard of before, Dora Rodriguez.
Hmm.
Back in 1980, and I didn't even know about this, there was a terrible...
Real quickly, please, Margaret.
Oh, okay, yeah. She had a very bad experience crossing the border many years ago. So it's lots of things about what's happening with the border and with immigration.
And your two books, The Death of Joceline, Immigration Stories from the Arizona Borderlands, and Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. Both of those books are still very much available on Amazon. Thank you very much, Margaret. Always a pleasure. Stay safe.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
All right. Margaret Regan, a longtime arts writer for the Tucson Weekly, talking about her cover story that's coming up in the Tucson Weekly. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thanks, John Couch, engineering and producing. Dave Ramsey is next with his popular show on money. I always look forward to that as I leave the station. It's always a lot of good information. Back tomorrow.